Good morning, I'm Peter Solomon. It's The Morning Show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. I have the privilege of speaking to drummer Scott Amendola today. He's based in the Bay Area, but he's bringing his trio, including bassist Todd Sikafoos and clarinetist Ben Goldberg, to Jazz Central. And we'll learn more about that as well as an album that that group of musicians made together. But first, Scott, welcome. I read that you are from a place called Tenafly, New Jersey, and I looked at the map and saw that it's west of Yonkers. Can you talk a little bit about the music that you grew up with and what got you interested in jazz?
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me on, Peter. Really appreciate it. So, yeah, I grew up in Tenafly, which is a stone's throw from New York City. And my grandfather was a guitar player in New York City. I grew up with him playing guitar at family dinners. And just to give a little background on him, when he was like 17 or 18, he played with Joe Venuti, and he's on a record called Pioneers of Jazz Guitar. He plays banjo on the original Hello Dolly with Louis Armstrong. He toured Frank Sinatra. So jazz was, you know, it was around. I think really the thing to focus on for me is improvisation, because I grew up improvising and I just thought that everybody improvised, and that led me to listening to music that had a lot of improvising in it. I just was drawn to jazz, but I got to tell you, I was also listened to all kinds of music, everything from metal to pop music to funk and soul, a lot of African music, Brazilian music. So the jazz component being the improvising part, and also swing. Like, I used to play with my grandfather a lot. When I was about 14, I was at his house and he had just gotten this octave pedal. And at that age, I kind of had been listening to more jazz, but I had a certain understanding about jazz, and he started playing for me and I realized that he was like a really amazing musician. So then we started playing together, just the two of us, and then with a bass player friend of his that he played with from the 40s on. So I was in playing with these guys who came up from the 30s and 40s on playing jazz. I had this really firsthand education as a teenager, you know, and it just sort of stuck with me. And so that's kind of where it really began.
In 1992, Amendola moved to the Bay Area, and in fairly short order, he met guitar player Charlie Hunter. Hunter is known throughout the jazz world as an unparalleled virtuoso on the seven-string guitar. He's like two musicians wrapped up in one. I asked Scott to talk about their long musical friendship and partnership.
I moved to the Bay and I went to a bunch of jam sessions, and one in particular that was really cool called the Woodshed at the Up and Down Club, where he played a lot. He wasn't there, but all these people that were there were part of, a lot of them were part of this other band and part of the scene. And one of them gave him my number, and he called me this one morning to sub for his drummer who double booked a lot. And kind of the second we started playing together on that gig, it was just like, this is great. It was one of those connections that was very instant. And then we just started playing together a lot. He started calling me to sub for his drummer, and then we started playing duo gigs. And I mean, honestly, I had this agenda when I moved to the Bay Area to meet an interesting guitar player who did something different, because I was been obsessed with the guitar, as I love guitar players, and probably has to do with growing up with my grandfather. And I've met several guitar players in the Bay Area that were great. But Charlie and I, it just worked. You know, he at the time was really interested in jazz. So, and I brought this certain perspective of jazz. And the funniest story that between the two of us is, speaking of my grandfather, is we lived, at one point we lived next to each other. So we used to just hang out a lot and play each other music. So I'm playing him sort of more modern stuff, like some Schofield, some Matheny, some, I don't know, whatever. And then he's playing me, you know, Lenny Bro. He's playing me like, you know, Wes Montgomery. And this goes on for a while. And then he pulls out this cassette and he puts it on, and you know, he tells me later, he's like, in my mind I'm thinking like, this is gonna blow his mind. He turns it on and I go look at him, I'm like, hey, that's my grandfather. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, that's Pioneers, that St. Jake's a Holiday, my grandfather. And he goes, wait, that's your grandfather? He goes, I transcribed his solo when I was 17. So he got to meet him, and we just had this really deep connection from the beginning. And he started TJ Kirk, that was his idea. And then he moved to New York, and we've always been in touch. And it's just this connection that we've had. So now, like every now and then, we're going to get together, and we'll just... we have this list of songs and we'll just play. It's just so easy. It's just and fun, but we just have a blast and we talk all the time. And it's just someone who it's fortunate to have this deep connection where, you know, it's beyond the music. And then it makes the music that much deeper.
Can you talk about your new project with Ben Goldberg and Todd Sickafoos? And I understand that the origin of this project had to do with like kind of using bridges to Thelonious Monk compositions as a point of departure. But tell me about the new album, please.
Sure. Yeah, we have a record called Here to There that came out on October 25th. Ben and I go back to when I first moved to the Bay. I met Ben in 1992, the year that I moved to the Bay. We had a group called Plays Monk that played Thelonious Monk music with Devra Hoff, bass player who used to live in the Bay. And we put a record out, Devra moved, and that band sort of fizzled out. But he and I, we really loved the setting of trio with acoustic bass. And we loved the idea of playing Monk compositions. Just if you are a fan of Thelonious Monk, you know why. His music is timeless, and there's so much to just feast on with his compositions. And so we could talk about doing this on and off and playing in that setting. And Todd is someone who I met in the late 90s when he moved back to the Bay from Cal Arts, and he was in my band early on, my first version of my band for a while. And also someone who I had these deep connections with, making records with and playing with and played with on and off for years. So Ben and I were talking about, we were like, hey, what do we see if Todd would want to do this? So Todd was super down. So we made this plan, and I booked two weekends of tours. Like, you know, I think they were like Thursday through Saturday with a break in between. And we got together and rehearsed, and we worked on a bunch of Monk music and some of our own music, but it was Monk influenced. After the first weekend of gigs, the idea of the bridge came up, and the transformation from those two weekends from being a little more Monk focused to more our own music focused. Those two guys wrote a bunch of music, like, and sort of really quickly sketched out these ideas with Monk bridges. And then the next weekend, the band was born. And then after that weekend, we went into the studio and we made the record. And it was a really interesting process. Because the struggle that we had with, you know, whenever you do something, you have a project and somebody leaves and something changes, you know, how do you keep it going to make it have its own identity? And what was really cool was that after that first weekend, you could see subconsciously, I think the band's identity was starting to shift and make its own. And then the following weekend, it was clear that the band had its own identity. And it was really liberating in a lot of ways to create this situation that where Ben and I really loved, and we love playing with Todd, that now is it's really its own thing. We're all very open, and we're all developing our personalities for so long with our instruments as composers and as players in ensembles. And I say that because there's a way that we play together that's, I think, really unique to how we play, the three of us, and it works so well. And it's really fun and joyous. And every night we played the Pacific Northwest recently. every night is different. The tunes take on different characteristics, whether it's more extreme or not. The idea of improvising around compositions and being open and not talking about starting songs, and there's so much intuitiveness and trust. There's a really deep, deep feeling of trust, so the music can kind of go anywhere, and there's nothing like that. That's like what me and Charlie have, you know, and that in the way that we play music. And with Ben and Todd, there's this really deep trust and joy and fun and respect and depth. So it's how we all really love playing music.
Drummer Scott Amendola. He'll be performing with bassist Todd Sickafoos and clarinetist Ben Goldberg tonight at Jazz Central. Find more information at jazzcentralstudios.org. The trio are featured on a recent release called Here to There that came out in late October and is available on Bandcamp. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.